Vortex Temporum. Composers and the inner thoughts about this and that. A podcast by Lee Mina and Art Nutin.
I'd like to spend my time with you talking, reminiscing, and pondering on just a few of the wildest field recording situations which over the years I have found myself, and to pose the question as to whether listening in these potentially dangerous or heightened situations leads to different sonic discoveries, the making of different kinds of field recordings, and eventually whether such listening experiences become submerged inside of any resulting work. I'm sure others have pondered this same question, perhaps from many different angles and deeper, but I'd just like to take the next 10 minutes to consider and question it aloud with you. My first wild surprise occurred in a rainforest in Laos. We were staying in a treehouse cabin, which was on stilts, and I was on the balcony listening from late afternoon and on into dusk and nightfall. I was fascinated by the almost constant and impenetrable wall of cricket sounds that appeared both static and dynamic, and how other sounds would weave their way in and out from this wall. I was trying to emulate what I was hearing by switching recording positions often, and eventually found that dangling some mics beneath the balcony where I was standing was an interesting position. As the night pulled in and the darkness fell, I began narrowing in on some minute sonic details within this wall of sound, when out of nowhere, this huge came through my ears. I froze, felt primal fear, the panic, the momentary loss of location of one's ears, one's surroundings. Where exactly was that sound coming from? What had made that sound? The sound was big. Was the creature also big? Is it behind me? Just don't turn around. Is it on my shoulder? Okay, so the microphones, if you'll recall, are dangling beneath the balcony. So logically, there is no reason to panic. But there is no place for logic here. I am in total fight or flight mode. Right in those few seconds, that yes, did go on for what seemed like a long time. This sound had obliterated the cricket wall, and in those few seconds had placed my physical self right in the middle of a jungle. Listening inside of this was a very different experience, making every sound real and adding certain sonic qualities. Once you've experienced this, it is with you and changes everything that follows. I believe this single early experience changed something in the field recordings that followed. This sensation has reoccurred on a number of occasions, especially in the dark, when a sound of unknown origin suddenly appears and you are faced with a reminder that every living thing in this wild environment sees, smells, and possibly hears you long before you do it. And that question of whether we have a place in such environments raises itself again and again. Which brings me to my next wild surprise, which happened while at sea in the Arctic Ocean on a relatively small sail ship. We were going through rough waters, and preparations included the crew bungeeing tables and chairs to the floor. Never a good sight. I was on an artist residency and we were all sent to our bunks. The trip up to this point had been incredibly intense and overwhelming in so many ways, so part of me was relieved for a bit of quiet, a bit of non-human interaction time, to process even a portion of the magnificence of this place. My bunkmate was not handling the motion very well, and so had taken to bed and was asleep. I'm on the upper bunk, and my only link to the outside world is through a tiny porthole. The ship is at its quietest, as it's been since the beginning of this expedition, quiet in terms of human voices at any rate. And I listen at first with a kind of immense joy as the contents of our cabin slide back and forth. I hear the wind and the sea. Closer to me, I hear the water sloshing around inside of our bathroom between the shower and the toilet, and I move to ensure that all of my recording gear is up off the ground and with me on my bunk, just in case water escapes. So I'm crouched up on my bunk and trying to let my body sway and move with the ship. I move closer to the porthole and listen to it being pounded by the sea. I begin taking video footage through it. My view for the most part is underwater, and only with every second wave do we rise above the surface. I am calm, not panicked, but suddenly hyperly aware of our tininess within these vast waters. There is no land in sight, and we are just a floating pea pod being thrown around by each wave within this vast sea. We could be swamped by the ocean at any moment, and it would go on without us. The sounds around me begin to change. They begin to take on a new role that signals danger. The crashing waves seem closer and find their way into pairing themselves with my heartbeat. I hear all of the sounds differently, but this time I don't freeze. This time I am hit by an overwhelming sense of joy, of relief, and filled with humility for the multiple planes of existence within our world and the humbling realization that we play such a minor role within. I allow the sounds to engulf me and relax into this comforting sensation that there are bigger forces at work. I travel to such places at the mercy of a living and wild environment, which demands my respect. This whole journey to the Arctic left me speechless, and it is only now, years later, that I begin to process some of the wild surprises, which of course do not exist in isolation. The recordings from there, although made in very difficult conditions, are some of my most inspiring. They, for me, capture so much more than the sound of this place. They are shaped by and through the heightened moments that occurred while spending even the briefest of time in this unique environment. I and my recordings are changed by this place. Thank you.
listen to Karen Power. This episode was released on the 5th March 2024. Vortex Temporum is a podcast by Limina and Arte no Tempo.